Born in 1600, Claude Laurent was a very fascinating artist. He grew up in the minor town of Champagne-Vosges in northeastern France, where he was raised in relative poverty with four other siblings. By the age of 12, he was orphaned and then traveled to Freiburg, Germany to live with his elder brother, who was a skilled woodcarver. He traveled to Rome and then in quick succession to Naples. He accepted an apprenticeship and stayed in Naples for a period of time before continuing his journey. All roads lead to Rome, they say, and so did Laurent's journey. When he returned to Rome, he became acquainted with a prominent landscape painter. Laurent received another apprenticeship and learned the art of painting and drawing. Laurent had a certain aptitude for it and quickly learned the skills necessary to become a professional painter. This painting, Pastoral Landscape, has a very exceptional background. Painted on canvas oil, it was finished circa 1630. What really makes this unique, however, is how that it was one of the earlier landscapes deemed acceptable. Before Laurent, landscapes were considered highly secular, which is not a popular trait to say the least. Most paintings of the statistic era almost always depicted images of religion, gods, or at least people. It was unprecedented to hear of a landscape painting. Still lifes and landscapes were considered as lacking moral seriousness. However, Laurent and his paintings became pioneers to a new era of art that welcomed landscapes and still lifes with open arms. Pastoral landscape can be interpreted in many ways. Icy's images convey a strong message. Humans and their doings are ultimately insignificant when brought up with the forces of nature and time. I infer this message because of the different elements brought together in this painting. The shepherd in the background reflects simple living and a fundamental, primordial connection with nature. The sun rising over the trees on the left is an indication of a new day starting, which can be inferred as a passage of time. The ruins and rubble of the tower suggest that recent civilizations are not just ruins. The two painters imply that as they gaze upon this ruin, they feel superior, though they are just as insignificant when faced with time. Time is unbending in its regimen. There will always be new civilizations, but those will be gone too. It's all an unending cycle, one which doesn't matter and is unchanging with the petty trifles of man. As I beheld this picture, I realized how much in the moment this painting was. I could vividly envision being there, standing on the ground next to the artist, feeling the sun immersing me in its warm glow. Nonetheless, I knew this would not last. It was a mere second suspended in the great river of time. This painting really spoke to me and conveyed the message that everything is undeniably insignificant in the unyielding face of time and the unbound will of nature. I believe this message has immense meaning all of our lives. One can make this message an impact to their lives by deciding to take into account what needs to be dealt with and not worrying as much about the bigger things that cannot be changed. I hope you have enjoyed learning about this painting and enjoyed hearing this podcast. This has been Grant Holmes with another Bulldog Podcast.